I've seen Argo CD deployments go sideways in production when the app of apps pattern is misconfigured, leading to a cascade of failed syncs across multiple clusters, and it's a nightmare to debug, especially when you're dealing with complex application set definitions that span hundreds of microservices. We actually ran into this last quarter when our team was migrating a large e-commerce platform to a multi-cluster setup with Argo CD 2.3.3. And the thing that caught us off guard was the lack of visibility into the sync waves and hooks that were supposed to ensure ordered deployments. It turned out that our custom hook scripts were not properly handling errors, causing the entire deployment to fail, and we had to spend hours poring over the Argo CD logs to figure out what was going on. And what makes that even harder is when you're dealing with a large number of clusters, each with its own set of custom resource definitions and health checks.
The app of apps pattern can be a powerful tool for managing complex deployments, but it requires a deep understanding of how Argo CD handles dependencies and ordering. And we found that using sync, waves and hooks can help to ensure that deployments happen in the correct order. But it's not just about getting the configuration right. It's also about monitoring and logging. We use a combination of Prometheus and Grafana to monitor our Argo CD deployments. And we've set up custom dashboards to track sync waves and hook executions. This allows us to quickly identify when something goes wrong and take corrective action. And I'd push back on the idea that Argo CD is difficult to debug. I think that with the right tools and monitoring in place, it's actually quite manageable. And we've also been experimenting with Argo rollouts for progressive delivery, which has been a game changer for our team, allowing us to gradually roll out new versions of our applications and quickly roll back if something goes wrong.
What makes Argo CD really powerful is its ability to integrate with other tools and platforms, such as Vault for secrets management and Dex for RBAS and SSO. We're using Dex 2.220 to manage access to our Argo CD instance, and we've set up custom roles and permissions to control who can deploy what, and we've also integrated Argo CD with our existing CI/CD pipeline using the Argo CD CLI to trigger deployments from our Jenkins pipeline, and we're using the external secrets operator to manage sensitive data, such as API keys and database credentials. This allows us to keep our secrets out of our Git repositories and instead store them securely in Vault and then sync them to our clusters as needed. And I'd like to dive deeper into the topic of multi-cluster federation with Argo CD. We're using the cluster registry feature to manage our multiple clusters, and we've set up a single Argo CD instance to manage deployments across all of them. This allows us to have a single source of truth for our deployments and to easily manage and monitor our applications across multiple clusters.
Multi-cluster federation is a key feature of Argo CD, and it's something that we've been using extensively in our production environment. We have multiple clusters spread across different regions, and we need to be able to manage deployments across all of them. And Argo CD's cluster registry feature makes it easy to do just that. We've also been using the application set pattern to define our applications and manage their deployments. This allows us to define a single application definition that can be deployed to multiple clusters, and we can use the same definition to deploy to different environments, such as dev, staging, and prod. And we're also using the notification controller to send alerts and notifications when deployments fail or succeed. This allows us to keep our teams informed and up to date on the status of our deployments, and we can also use the notification controller to trigger other workflows and automation tasks, such as sending notifications to our incident management system or triggering a rollback if a deployment fails.
The application set pattern is really powerful, but it requires a good understanding of how to define and manage applications. And we found that using a combination of Argo CD and Customize allows us to define and manage our applications in a flexible and scalable way. We're using customized 3.8.7 to manage our application configurations. And we're defining our applications as a set of customized overlays. This allows us to easily customize and extend our applications. And we can use the same overlays to deploy to different environments. And we're also using the Argo CD UI to visualize and manage our applications. The UI provides a great overview of our deployments, and we can use it to quickly identify and troubleshoot issues. And what's even more interesting is the ability to use Argo CD with other tools, such as Terraform, to manage our infrastructure as code. And we're exploring the use of Terraform 1.1.5 to manage our cloud infrastructure and to integrate it with our Argo CD deployments.
We're also using Terraform to manage our cloud infrastructure, and we're integrating it with our Argo CD deployments. This allows us to manage our infrastructure and applications in a single workflow. And we can use Terraform to provision our infrastructure, and then use Argo CD to deploy our applications to that infrastructure. And we're also using the Terraform state file to keep track of our infrastructure state and to ensure that our infrastructure is in sync with our applications. And what's really important is to have a good understanding of the dependencies between our infrastructure and applications, and to use tools like Terraform and Argo CD to manage those dependencies and to ensure that our deployments are successful. And we're also exploring the use of other tools, such as Crossplane, to manage our infrastructure and applications, and to provide a more comprehensive and integrated platform for our teams. And I think that's an area where we'll see a lot of innovation in the next year or so.
I'd like to dive deeper into the topic of health checks and custom resource actions. We're using a combination of liveness and readiness probes to ensure that our applications are healthy and functioning correctly. And we're also defining custom resource actions to handle specific use cases, such as rolling back to a previous version if a deployment fails. And we're using the Argo CD API to define and manage our custom resource actions. And we're also integrating our custom resource actions with our monitoring and logging tools, such as Prometheus and Grafana, to ensure that we have visibility into the health and performance of our applications. And we're also exploring the use of more advanced health check mechanisms, such as using machine learning algorithms to detect anomalies and predict potential issues. And we're working with our data science team to develop and integrate these algorithms into our Argo CD deployments.
The use of machine learning algorithms for health checks is really interesting, and it's an area that we're also exploring. We're working with our data science team to develop and integrate machine learning models into our Argo CD deployments, and we're using tools like TensorFlow and PyTorch to build and train our models. And we're integrating our models with our monitoring and logging tools, such as Prometheus and Grafana, to provide a more comprehensive view of our application health and performance. And we're also exploring the use of other advanced technologies, such as service mesh and observability tools, to provide a more detailed and nuanced view of our application behavior, and to enable more effective debugging and troubleshooting. And I think that's an area where we'll see a lot of innovation in the next year or so. And it will be interesting to see how these technologies evolve and mature, and how they're adopted by the broader industry.
As we continue to push the boundaries of Argo CD in production, we're seeing more complex scenarios emerge, such as multi-tenancy and federated clusters, which require careful consideration of namespace management, network policies, and access control. And we're using tools like Kubernetes RBAC and network policies to manage access and isolation between different teams and applications. And we're also exploring the use of service mesh like Istio and Linkerd to provide additional layers of security and observability, and to enable more fine-grained control over traffic flow and API management.
One of the key challenges we're facing is integrating Argo CD with existing enterprise systems and tool chains, such as Jenkins and GitLab. And we're using APIs and webhooks to integrate Argo CD with these systems and to automate workflows and pipelines. And we're also using tools like Argo CD's built-in support for App of Apps patterns to manage complex applications and dependencies, and to enable more modular and reusable configurations. And we're seeing a lot of interest in using Argo CD as a platform for managing cloud-native applications and services, and for providing a unified interface for managing and monitoring distributed systems.
In terms of real-world examples, we've seen some interesting use cases emerge, such as using Argo CD to manage fleets of edge devices and IoT systems, and to automate the deployment of machine learning models and data processing pipelines, and we're using tools like Kubernetes, device plugin and GPU support to enable more efficient and scalable processing of complex workloads, and we're also exploring the use of Argo CD to manage serverless applications and functions, and to provide a more seamless and integrated experience for developers and operators. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to become a key platform for managing and orchestrating cloud-native applications and services.
We've also had some war stories with specific tool configurations, such as trying to get Argo CD to work with older versions of Kubernetes and dealing with issues related to etcd and cluster stability. And we've learned a lot about the importance of careful planning and testing when rolling out new configurations and updates. And we're using tools like Argo CD's built-in support for canary releases and rollbacks to automate the deployment and testing of new configurations, and to minimize downtime and disruption to existing applications and services. And we're also exploring the use of additional tools and plugins to provide more advanced features and functionality, such as support for multiple Git repositories and automated image builds.
From an enterprise perspective, we're seeing a lot of interest in using Argo CD to manage and govern cloud-native applications and services, and to provide a more unified and consistent experience for developers and operators. And we're using tools like Argo CD's built-in support for RBRAS and auditing to manage access and security, and to provide a more comprehensive view of application performance and health. And we're also exploring the use of additional tools and plugins to provide more advanced features and functionality, such as support for compliance and regulatory requirements, and automated reporting and dashboarding. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to become a key platform for managing and governing cloud-native applications and services in the enterprise.
In terms of advanced use cases, we're seeing some interesting examples emerge, such as using Argo CD to manage and orchestrate complex data processing pipelines, and to automate the deployment of machine learning models and AI systems. And we're using tools like Apache Beam and Apache Spark to process and analyze large data sets, and to provide more real-time and predictive insights. And we're also exploring the use of Argo CD to manage and govern serverless applications and functions, and to provide a more seamless and integrated experience for developers and operators. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to become a key platform for managing and orchestrating complex data processing and machine learning workloads.
One of the key integration points we're focusing on is with existing monitoring and logging tools, such as Prometheus and Grafana. And we're using tools like Argo CD's built-in support for metrics and logging to provide a more comprehensive view of application performance and health. And we're also exploring the use of additional tools and plugins to provide more advanced features and functionality, such as support for distributed tracing and observability, and automated alerting and notification. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to become a key platform for managing and monitoring cloud-native applications and services.
From a security perspective, we're taking a close look at the potential risks and vulnerabilities associated with using Argo CD in production. And we're using tools like network policies and RBAC to manage access and isolation, and to provide a more secure and trusted environment for developers and operators. And we're also exploring the use of additional tools and plugins to provide more advanced features and functionality. such as support for encryption and key management, and automated compliance and auditing. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to become a key platform for managing and securing cloud-native applications and services.
We're also considering the potential impact of emerging technologies, such as quantum computing and augmented reality, on the use of Argo CD in production. And we're exploring the potential for Argo CD to be used as a platform for managing and orchestrating complex workloads and applications in these emerging domains. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to become a key platform for managing and governing cloud-native applications and services in the future. And we're excited to see where this technology will take us and how it will evolve. And
another area we're exploring is the use of Argo CD with other cloud-native technologies, such as service mesh and observability tools. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to be used as a platform for managing and orchestrating complex microservices-based applications. And we're using tools like Istio and Linkerd to provide additional layers of security and observability, and to enable more fine-grained control over traffic flow and API management. And we're also exploring the use of Argo CD with other cloud-native technologies, such as Knative and Cloud Run. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to become a key platform for managing and governing cloud-native applications and services.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we're seeing a lot of interest in using Argo CD to manage and govern cloud-native applications and services, and to provide a more unified and consistent experience for developers and operators. And we're using tools like Argo CD's built-in support for RBRAS and auditing to manage access and security, and to provide a more comprehensive view of application performance and health. And we're also exploring the use of additional tools and plugins to provide more advanced features and functionality, such as support for compliance and regulatory requirements and automated reporting and dashboarding.
We're also seeing some interesting use cases emerge, such as using Argo CD to manage and orchestrate complex data processing pipelines and to automate the deployment of machine learning models and AI systems. And we're using tools like Apache Beam and Apache Spark to process and analyze large data sets and provide more real-time and predictive insights. And we're also exploring the use of Argo CD to manage and govern serverless applications and functions, and to provide a more seamless and integrated experience for developers and operators.
One of the key challenges we're facing is integrating Argo CD with existing enterprise systems and toolchains. And we're using APIs and webhooks to integrate Argo CD with these systems and to automate workflows and pipelines. And we're also using tools like Argo CD's built-in support for app of apps patterns to manage complex applications and dependencies and to enable more modular and reusable configurations.
We're also exploring the use of additional tools and plugins to provide more advanced features and functionality, such as support for multiple Git repositories and automated image builds. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to become a key platform for managing, governing cloud-native applications and services in the enterprise. And we're excited to see where this technology will take us and how it will evolve and mature over time.
Another area we're exploring is the use of Argo CD with other cloud-native technologies such as Kubernetes and Docker. And we're seeing a lot of potential for Argo CD to be used as a platform for managing and orchestrating complex microservices-based applications. And we're using tools like Kubernetes and Docker to provide additional layers of security and observability, and to enable more fine-grained control over traffic flow and API management.
In terms of security considerations, we're taking a close look at the potential risks and vulnerabilities associated with using Argo CD in production. And we're using tools like network policies and RBAC to manage access and isolation, and to provide a more secure and trusted environment for developers and operators. And we're also exploring the use of additional tools and plugins to provide more advanced features and functionality, such as support for encryption and key management, and automated compliance and auditing.
We've also been exploring the use of Argo CD in multi-cluster environments, where we have multiple Kubernetes clusters spread across different regions and clouds. And we're using tools like Kubernetes Federation and Cluster Registry to manage and synchronize the configuration across all the clusters, and to provide a single pane of glass for managing and monitoring the entire fleet of clusters. And we're also using Argo CD's built-in support for multi-cluster deployments to automate the deployment and management of applications across multiple.
One real-world example that comes to mind is a large financial services company that we worked with, where we used Argo CD to manage a complex portfolio of applications and services across multiple Kubernetes clusters. And we used the app of apps pattern to define a hierarchical structure for the applications, where each application is composed of multiple sub-applications and services. And we used Argo CD's advanced features like automated pruning and garbage collection to manage the lifecycle of the applications and services and to prevent configuration drift and inconsistencies.
In terms of war stories, one specific tool configuration that we found to be particularly useful is the use of Argo CD's webhook notifications, which allow us to integrate Argo CD with external tools and systems such as Slack and PagerDuty to provide real-time notifications and alerts when changes are made to the configuration or when errors occur. And we've also used Argo CD's support for custom plugins and extensions to integrate with internal tools and systems, such as our internal CI/CD pipeline and our IT service management platform.
Another area that we've been exploring is the use of enterprise patterns and best practices for Argo CD, such as using a centralized configuration repository to store and manage the configuration for all the applications and services, and using automated testing and validation to ensure that the configuration is correct and consistent. And we've also been working on developing a set of standardized templates and blueprints for common use cases, such as deploying a web application or a microservices-based architecture to make it easier for developers and operators to get started with Argo CD and to reduce the risk of errors and inconsistencies.
In terms of advanced use cases, we've been exploring the use of Argo CD to manage and orchestrate complex data pipelines and workflows where we have multiple data sources and sinks and multiple processing stages, and we're using Argo CD's support for workflow management and automation to define and manage the workflows and to integrate with external tools and systems such as Apache Beam and Apache Spark to provide a more comprehensive and integrated data process platform. And we're also using Argo CD's support for machine learning and AI to provide more advanced features and capabilities, such as automated anomaly detection and predictive analytics.
We've also been working on integrating Argo CD with other tools and systems, such as Jenkins and GitLab, to provide a more comprehensive and integrated CI/CD pipeline, and to automate the entire software delivery lifecycle, from code commit to production deployment. And we're using Argo CD's support for APIs and webhooks to integrate with external systems and tools, and to provide a more programmatic and automated way of managing and interacting with the configuration and the applications and services.
Additionally, we're using Argo CD's RBA features to manage access and permissions for the developers and operators, and to provide a more fine-grained and controlled access to the configuration and the applications and services. And we're also using Argo CD's support for audit, logging, and compliance to provide a more secure and trusted environment, and to meet the regulatory and compliance requirements of the organization. And we're exploring the use of additional tools and plugins to provide more advanced security features and capabilities, such as network policies and secret management. So to wrap up, my key takeaways from this conversation are, First, the importance of multi-cluster GitOps in achieving scalability and reliability in production environments. Second, the power of app of apps patterns in simplifying complex applications. And third, the critical role of enterprise RBS in securing Argo CD deployments.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but my takeaways are slightly different. For me, the top three are: 1, the need for a robust audit logging and compliance strategy when using Argo CD in production. 2, the potential of Argo CD's support for advanced security features like network policies and secret management. And 3, the value of exploring additional tools and plugins to enhance the overall Argo CD experience.
I think we're on the same page, but I still believe that multi-cluster GitOps is the game changer here. Without that, you're not going to achieve the scalability you need.
I understand where you're coming from, Daniel. But for me, security has to be the top priority. If you don't have robust security measures in place, all the scalability in the world won't save you from a major breach.
That's a fair point, Diana. I think we can both agree that it's a delicate balance between scalability, security, and simplicity. Maybe we can explore more of these trade-offs in a future episode.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks to our guest, Neil, for sharing his expertise with us. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. If you want to learn more about Argo CD and GitOps, be sure to check out our show notes and resources on our website.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more conversations about the latest developments in DevOps, Kubernetes, and cloud-native technologies.
Until next time, goodbye, and keep on coding!